It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so I was recently talking about the power of our beliefs, but I also recognize that just as powerful as our beliefs are, we also should factor in the power of not believing and the impact that can ultimately have on our lives. And when I think about, you know, the scripture refers to belief or not believing as unbelief. And so when I ask myself, what are those areas where there's unbelief in my life, that would be those areas that nothing has ever changed. You know, sometimes you just say, well, I'm just going to move into acceptance that this is the situation and it's always going to be this way. And I was reading in the book of Mark 6, and Jesus visits his hometown, and of course they reject him and they don't believe in him. And Mark 6:5 says, and because of their unbelief, he couldn't do many mighty miracles among them. Now we know all throughout the Gospels, Jesus is going from town to town performing amazing miracles, yet it shows us that the unbelief can block the mighty miracles. When I look at two scriptures together, Mark 6:5 says, because of their unbelief, he couldn't do the mighty miracles. But Mark 9:23 says, anything is possible if a person believes. So that once again confirms the power of believing. When we need that shift to take place, to breathe hope into us again, I turn to Ephesians 3:20. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. So today I will search my heart for those areas of unbelief and begin to root them out. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.